just one horror before I start the schmooze. Right? I am totally spoil about how it's shaykh to make something out of nothing, to the extent that it's a pasha, the ganze welt get meshuggah of them. But the chayyish luna kabbal chomer, ben benosha kabbal chomer, that the pasha shaykh to make something out of something. Right? We should talk, have the courage to talk, make something out of something. That's my horror. Okay. My mind is thinking about Shmia lately, because we have this Yom Iyun coming. The Nakud of Shmia, the Chara, plays a very significant role in the parashas that we're looking at over here. Rashi learns that the Mishkan was given after the Chet Ha'Egel as indicative of a Kapora for the Chet Ha'Egel. Then the parashas Mishpatim, Klal Yisrael, before Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael says, Kol Shadim Hashem Naseh V'Nishma. And the Medrash in Kisiso says that Kosh Baruch Hu says to Klai, so after the Chet Ha'Egel, Ibadatim as a Nasa, you lost your Nasa, Hizoru bin Nishma. Make sure that you shouldn't lose Nishma as well. You didn't do the Nasa, you committed the Nasa bin Nishma, you committed to do the mitzvahs, you did a Vodazorah, so whatever that means that Klai so did. So you lost the Nasa, but you didn't lose the Nishma yet. But make sure you don't lose the Nishma. Beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, so we have an oizen, right? There's the din of Ritzia in the oizen, and the Rashi brings from Chazal that why the oizen have any other part of the body? He says because the oizen which is Shaman Har Sinai loisignoiv and he was holach begona for the oizen Shaman Har Sinai klibin esel avodim beholach bekara odin laatzmoi is yirotza. We're blaming the ear, right? So the ear has to be Yerotza. The ear has to be Yerotza because we're blaming the ear. Now, if you think about it, first, a few problems. I mean, I have a practical problem that I don't really have an answer for. Except for the first generation, all the generations were not by Har Sinai, except the Neshamas were there. Now, the Neshamas don't hear with ears. They hear without a process of ears. So why are you blaming the ear? The neshama, so you put a hole in your guy's neshama, but don't blame the ear. The first generation that was there heard, Pashas Nevuah is not heard through ears either. Pashas, you didn't use the ear. Okay, but we'll live with that. We'll figure some answer for that. But the subsequent Darvis, there was no ear. So that's a practical problem. I don't have a good answer to the practical problem of where, but the problem isn't the ear. The problem is that later on, the person decided it was cut all out. So blame his heart, blame his mind, blame is his taiva of whatever it is. But the car, the nakudas adover is not oizen. So why are we blaming the ozen? So, but Chazal specifically, the Torah says oizen. Chazal touched up the nakud of oizen. Is this nakud of oizen? The Ramban, beginning of Parshas Truma, he talks about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Mishkan, and then the Mikdash, subsequently the Mikdash. He heard the Kol. So the Rashi points out that the Kol that they heard, Moshe Rabbeinu heard, was the same Kol that Klai saw heard by Har Sinai. And the Baal learns it wasn't just happened to be, it was the same Kol. That the Bershim, after the Chet Ha'Egel, Rashi learns, Rabbeinu doesn't know like that, but Rashi learns that after the Chet Ha'Egel, that the arrangement with Klai Yisrael has changed. The supporter says at the end of Parshas Yisroi that were not for Chet Ha'Egel, there would not have been a concept of Mishkan or Mikdash, because the Bershon would have been accessible anywhere in the world. There would be no need for a specific place called Mishkan or Mikdash to access a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Madrega of Mishkan or Mikdash makes it accessible. Right? Bershon would have been available anywhere. Anywhere you could be able to have that Madrega of interaction, the supporter says. It's pretty much like Rashi that the parshas are out of order, and the Tzibri Mishkan is only after the Chet Ha'Egel. After the Chet Ha'Egel, that's not Shaykh anymore. The world is not going to be able to have such a thing. But the Bershim saved Kiton Achaz. He saved one little small spot where the Bershim will be accessible and available, as he was Behar Sinai. It's a hemshech of the Nesinas HaTorah. The Ramban, beginning of Parshas Truma, understands that the Mishkan really parallels the process of Har Sinai. And he makes parallels between there is Eish, and gold has a color which is similar to Eish, and he makes parallels to that Mishkan will act as a continuation of Hemshach of Har Sinai. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes into the Mishkan, and he hears a curl. And Rashi points out that curl is the curl of Har Sinai. So it's the Hemshach of the curl. Now, Rashi Gifter, we talk about this, you know, this concept. Right? She says you hear the curl from the Barak. The Barak is Yiddish for the mountain, right? So you'd hear the voice, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, reverberating still. You'd hear it. That's the sound which you're hearing. Later on, we find which is the Seres Adibris, the beginning of the Seres Adibris. In many ways, Anochi is, Ramban says that Anochi really is a mitzvah kolelis, which kolels all of the mitzvahs. The Yisrael is the Muna. So what the Gaon talks about that Anochi is the Muna, Lo Sachman is the practical Muna, it'll be talking. Right? But the Medrash says in Parashas Veskano, the Medrash says that Klai Yisrael says Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Where was Klai Yisrael Zoichah to get the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad from Har Sinai when Kadosh Baruch Hu said Anochi Hashem Elokecha? So Shema Yisrael is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Taking that a step right, if you're thinking right to Parashas Shoftim, when Klai Yisrael is about to go out to the Mechama, so the Kohen, when he starts speaking to the army, he starts with Shema Yisrael. So Rashi brings him Chazal that he tells them that even if you only have in your hands the schools of Shema Yisrael, that's enough that you should be nitzayach in the Mechama. So I mean, Luchar, when we say the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, the way we relate Shema Yisrael is like the introduction, Shema Yisrael, and the main point of the pasuk is Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So if the Kohen is coming to say that you have a schus, the schus isn't expressed in the word Shema Yisrael. The schus is expressed in the words Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So if that's what the schus Klai Yisrael takes with them when they go out to the Mechama, which allows them to be successful, so you saying the word Shema Yisrael, and Shema Yisrael seems to be, okay, we'll say it's Gzeir Shava, you know, but it's not like Rashi Chazal say, all you have is the schus of Shema Yisrael, that's enough. Sounds like the schus of listening is a good thing, right? The last thing, which as this thought process was going along, so it came to the following thought, which I guess I never really thought about before, that Klai Yisrael stands on Har Sinai and they hear the Kol of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Which is means that the Torah was given through Shmiya, Dibur and Shmiya. It wasn't given through the Russian, could have blazed the words in the heavens. You could have seen the words, right? That would have been sufficient, right? We know, well, Lotay Shmiya, because the Ria is better. You can't have the Shmiya, it's better than Ria, because Ria is very clear. There's a beer which Ria allows, the more so we have no Pasik. That Eidus is Shaykh to Riyya. About Eidus is Shaykh to Riyya. It's logical because if Shmi is good enough, Riyya for sure is good enough. So hearing Anochi Hashem Elokecha, can you imagine seeing it in technicolor? Like, you know, I have a Gevaldik. The heavens will light up with, you know, the words Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Right? But no, the Russian didn't do it that way. The Russian did it through speech. And Klai Yisrael listening through Shmi. So those are some of the thought processes. Rabbi Ben Yonah in Shari Tshuva, in second Shar. So the second, so if you look at the Ben Yonah, just the Ben Yonah has really four Sharim. The last Shar is about Kapora, but the first three Sharim are about Tshuva. And the way he'd set up is the first Shar is he explains what is Tshuva, what are the Ikrei Tshuva that a person has to do Tshuva. The third Shar is what is the Tshuva about. Right. So maybe you say what is the Tshuva about, how to do Tshuva, The second shahr is why to do tshuva. What are the derachim which bring a person to do tshuva? She says, the derach ha-shlishis, Kasha Yishama Musar Chachamim Vamachichim. When you hear somebody giving you Musar, Yakshi Vyishma Vyikana Vyakshi Vyishma. Listen and do tshuva. Yikala Baliboy Kala Direch Chachachis. Accept what the person is saying. Shayigara Dabrami Direim. Commit to apply it. Then he talks about that moment of commitment is a tremendous schus. He brings Chazal, say, V'yachol v'yasu b'nei Yisrael, the Klai Yisrael went, and they brought the Korban Pesach. V'chim yad osu, aloy loy osu ad arba osu b'chodesh. Moshe Ben was speaking to them in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They didn't go and bring the Korban Pesach until Yudalad. It says, V'yachol v'yasu. Zok to Mechilta. So just the commitment alone gets the scars if you did it. He brings other chazals along that part. Then he brings a obster b'nos. So a person whose actions are greater than his chachma will be able to stand. So the problem is, it's very difficult to do actions greater than your chachma because you don't know what to do. How is it shaykh maisa berubah mechach maasa? Shenemar nasa v'nishma. Zok to Ben-Yana, what does this avastar nosin mean? If I have an attitude that whatever I hear I'm going to commit to do, no matter what it is, see, well, I don't know it yet, I get the scars if I did it already. Because I made a commitment to be a makabel, whatever is told to me. So that's the kayach of nasa v'nishma, that the nasa is there even before the nishma. It's shaykh to have ma'isim before chachma, before the shmiya. It's shaykh because of the person makes a commitment. Then he says the lo yisar lekalam achichem. A person doesn't listen to musa which is given to him. Kafal avonis, he increases his avera. Then he brings oidar mishlam alav shalom pasuk in mishle ma'arei nayim yismach leif shmua toive tadashin etzem oidar shemas tochach aschaim bekerach chachamim tovim. So the pasuk says, "Ma'ari na'ayim yismach leiv." Pasuk, the ability to see something, the beauty to see something beautiful, yismach leiv, makes a person. His heart is glad, and he's in such a good mood. It's gebaldik. Shmua toiv tadashin etzem. So which one's stronger? Ma'ari na'ayim yismach leiv. Shmua toiv tadashin etzem. She says that obviously he's telling us of something profound. Chacham Chalodim is not just giving you little interesting thoughts. You know, it's something profound over here. He says, "Marin, I mismach leiv. For I and Eber Nichbud Ma'od. The eye, the ability to see, is tremendous. Girba, it's a Ma'oris, a Masamchem as a leiv. You can see the light. Person is sad and glad when it's light outside. He sees that. But Benichbud Mimeno Ha'oizim. But the ear is greater than that. Ki Yishma Bot Shmua Toiva. Hamet Hashem says Ha'etzim. It's able to push it, make your bones enjoy." She'ein bo hargosha lo yudushim b'morei na'im bilti mitanagis. You can't build up your bones with the kishmak of seeing the lights. But a shmua toiva goes into the etzim, goes into the dash etzim, it can expand your bones. That's the pasuk is saying. Says, I got a gemara. Right? The gemara says, simas einoi. Nosel de meinoi, Gemara Baba Kama. Sima einoi, nosel de meinoi. A person blinds somebody, he pays him the value. The person went down in value tremendously. Before he was the person who could be sold as an eved to do many things. Now he can't do so many things. Now he's blind. Hirshoi, nosel de meinoi. But if you pay the person deaf, you pay full payments. That's the end of the next pasuk. Oizen shemas to chachaschaim bekerf to chachamim tolin. The chachamim want to have an oizen shemas. Bamar b'sen is a chachar l'racha shemas rabba. Also parshas Yisroi. Lof l'adam in a gag when ishper evordov. Person falls off the roof and all of his evordov get geshmetter. Tzarech matiyah the b'tachboish is all called ever ve'ever me evordov. V'etzim yisov. He needs a cast over here. He needs a bandage over there. He needs a surgery over there. Every single thing needs a separate action. They take him into surgery and they have to deal with the feet and they have to deal with the legs and the arms and the body. Every single part of his body needs something separate. He broke every one of his being, part of his being with his skates. So Ben Yonah is telling us, which is counter to some people, it's not so intuitive, that hearing is much greater than seeing. Now, why is that? Moshe Shapiro, in his letter of agreement, to publish a Sefer Fikimayim. If you ever read the letter in introduction over there, the letter itself is a beautiful shtickle Torah. So this person put up the Sefer. His name is Ruby Schmelzer, Rabbi Schmelzer, Rabbi Reuven. Rabbi Reuven Schmelzer, he's quite a Talmud Chacham. He says, listen, if the issue is that what's being presented is the correct information, you have a chazaka, I trust you, you're putting out the correct information. So what's your question? Do you have a right to publish it? So the question is presupposing the fact that it belongs to me. It's my Torah. And you're asking permission to publish my Torah. He says, that's not true. Because as we want to say in the Shurim, that Divrei Torah belong to both the Medaber and the Shemaya. Because the Divrei Torah, the goal over here is not speech, the goal is communication. The idea behind Dibur is, the ikra of the Dibur is the fact that I communicate something to somebody. If you're not listening, there's no communication. That's not Dibur. Dibur means the act to communicate. So you are an equal partner in every one of my Divrei Torah as much as I am, because without you it wouldn't be Divrei Torah. So therefore you own it yourself. You have no need to ask me permission to publish it. That's what he writes in his letter. That's a fascinating thought. The process of Shmiya allows the Shemaya to be a true partner, a full partner, in the Dibur which is being given to him. It's not, when a person writes something and I read it, there's not a partnership over there. The person says writes his thought, presents his thought, that's his action, is finished. I come and I read it, that's my action, independent action. The process of Dibur with Shmiya is Bebas Akas, I am becoming part of the process. Taisus and Brochus says, if you hold that here is Lavka Dibur, and therefore a person is a Balkari, is allowed to be Mahar and Dibur Taruk, so why was there a need to be Matar Klayasa before Matan Taruk? Because of Kari, Balkari is Mutta Behirer. Taisa says, by Har Sinai, it wasn't hearer, it was Shemaya Kaina. And that is like Dibur. And even if hearer is mutter by Balkari, but Shemaya Kaina is not mutter by Balkari. The Klaisa's relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, now, I just want to point out, the Bersha was not being Moitzi Klai Yisrael in any mitzvah. Klai Yisrael was not being Yotzi any mitzvah. The Bersha wasn't being Moitzi them. He didn't have Kavanah to be Moitzi them, etc. That wasn't the point. The point is the act of that Klal Yisrael was an active partner through their Shmiya, which is the process of accepting and understanding the communication which Rosh Hashanah was giving them. That's the Koyach of Shmiya. There's Shmiya and there's Shmiya. There's Shmiya which, there's sounds going into my head. That's not Shmiya. Shmiya is that the person is actively accepting and clarifying and bringing that thought into his being, and that's an action which, if we could say that there's actually the physical parallel. It's a process of the sound goes in, and the body has to process it and make it into a sound. That parallels the conceptual idea that we're the process of Shmiya is the sushtelt to somebody else's dibur. The curse of that is it allows me to, what Shmiya does to me, it allows me to connect into a world which is beyond my limits. You have information that I don't know, that yet I don't have. So the Rome Grudzinski in the Torah of Rome says that because the definition of the human being is the ability to act, to be a partner in interactions with other people. And to get, that's how he understands the true halak yelik of what life is about. And that is only possible through the Karach of Shmiah. I can read, but it's sterile. The true interaction, when I catch the nuances and I understand you and you understand me, the communication is the ability to hear. Then I'm able to really catch what's really going on. I get much more out of the hearing than I get out of their ear. Klal Yisrael, by Har Sinai, was able to tap into the deep understanding of what Nishma is about. They didn't lose that by doing Chet Egel. Chet Egel, they did not lose that understanding. They truly still had a Havana in Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, the Medrash is saying. Klal Yisrael, hear. You want to hear because you heard it once. And you heard it and you dehared it once. And now make sure that you hold on to that dehair. The actions, the next step of when a person does something improper, the next section is he starts thinking like that. The first step is, yeah, I know it's wrong. I know it's totally cruel, but I do it. The next step is, it's not so cruel, but it's okay. But some of that's really I rationalize. I'm not hearing anymore what's being said. I'm hearing what I want to hear. I'm hearing what I would like to hear. I'm not hearing what you're saying anymore. It's not a communication anymore. It's a monologue. You're saying what you're saying, and I'm hearing what I want to hear. They're saying, yeah, the Shiyana Baldashim, the Darshan Vazich. Right? Each person darshans it up the way he would prefer it should be understood. That's losing nishma. Such a nishma is not going to be the shmiya, which is the shimus kinafshecha. The Mishnah says, Gaval, don't lose the nishma. Don't, because of your hate, therefore rationalize and understand. But truly hear what I'm saying. You're not there yet? You know what? Accept that. But, you know, it's a problem. Okay, we'll have to work on it. I will live with that. But don't rationalize. Kenira, the Barsham says, I'm going to facilitate that. I'm going to create one place in the world where if you want to have clarity, you're going to come, you can hear the sound, you can hear the voice still. B'chol Yoyim, there's a bas kol which comes out from Har Karev. I want you to hear it. There's one place where the sound is still being, it's still obvious. You can walk into Mishkan and you hear the sound. The Rosh Hashanah created one place with Rosh Hashanah. I'm going to guarantee there's one little spot left in the world where that understanding, the clarity of understanding, you can't fool yourself anymore when you walk in there. And you'll really hear it properly. So the goddess of Klal Yisrael, almost as it were, is not the Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. It's the Klal Yisrael has the courage to be Shema Yisrael. The Rosh Hashanah says, you want to go out to Mecham and win? Because you're unique and you're special and they're a nation which we need in the world, which it has to be from Menatzeach. Because you have a koyach of shmiya. So Rosh Hashanah said, for that alone, I have to save you. Because that's unique to Klal Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael is unique to be willing to forgo what they would like to hear and to truly hear what has to be heard. Kinnira Chazal is saying by the Eved that a person should fall to the points that he would want an Adon La'atzma. Now, I have to tell you, it's an illogical thing. An Adon La'atzma is an illogical thing. Child, we spoke about this before, a child, their first goal is independence. Self. Right? You have a teenager, you know, if you don't tell me what to do, I'll do it. You tell me what to do, I'm not interested. I'd rather do it myself. I'd rather figure it out myself. I want to be independent. I want to be independent. Person seeking a master. Person looks for a master. Not only that, he gets one. So what should his reaction be? He's chafing at the bits. I want out of here. I want to get rid of this all over my head. I want to be able to be independent. We grapple with Kabbalah Zomach Hoshamayim because it's difficult for us to be makabel in oil. And this fellow is interested in oil. And he's a Jew, Nachlitzi. Since when does a Jew want to listen to anybody else? Listen to two guys in my sweater. So, you know, just listen to me. Why do you keep saying that? Because other guys, you want to talk. You don't want to listen, right? That he wants a master. A Jew wants a master. Klai says that I'm Cheyarev. Now she says that what's Am Cheyarev? They put Koshi Orpam Kenegan Mechichim. They turn their neck away from the guy and they don't want to, I don't want to hear. Sapurna says that when he says almost everything, I'm sheriff, I'm sheriff, and now? The person says, listen, they don't have to, I'm good. I will be Michael and Mechet the Eagle. But they're an I'm sheriff, they don't listen, forget it, I got to destroy them. Kleistos is I'm sheriff. That's a Milo. They were not Machnia. It's a Chesurf, it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And this yid is being makabel an odin la'atzmai, and he wants to stay with the odin la'atzmai. Like, what happens? Because I was saying that there's a problem in the shmir. The problem is not now. This is not an incidental issue. He made a decision now. There's a problem in the shmir, in the original Kabbalah Sadvorim. He didn't truly understand the mashmos, what it means to leave an Yisrael avodim. He didn't dehear it to the point where it's like it would be so antithetical to his being that it's impossible that he would want to odin la'atzmai. If he has no choice, he has no choice, but he's getting out of there. Ahavti es Adoni, es yishtim es banai, v'leitzei chavshi. It's comfortable here. That's not it. He's missing into hearing it. But you know what? It happens. We get comfortable. We get stuck in something. And then we lose the Nash and we lose the Nishma. It's Kufa being in a yeshiva. Is it the Kufa where you get to get the Shmiya hopefully correct? Person moves on. Person continues on. For this, for a Bacher, for a person in yeshiva, yeshiva is the Mishkan. Yeshiva is the Kol Hashem without being watered down with the clarity. And later on you walk out, you know what? It gets comfortable. You know, it's a nice, I like the system out there. It's kishmak. But the only way you can address that is if you dehared it correctly. The person dehared the oimik of what it means, avod es Hashem. The schus of it means, k'liv et eisel avodim. He heard it. He was a Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He heard in his whole being what it means, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He stood by Har Sinai and he heard it with a clarity. The Mikdash Ma'at that we have left is about the Knesset, it's about the Midrashos. Means there's a blockage. We don't hear a Kodesh Baruch. We don't hear Kodesh Baruch's voice. We step out of the Beis Medrash. A person sits in the Beis Medrash for a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. It's a schus to hear the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us and saying, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. Ibadim es ha-nashma, don't lose the nishma, get it klor. Get it with a clarity, with a shmias ha-oizen. With a clarity, you're pushing, you're hearing it, you're part of the process. You're the hearing, you're legging soul, you're thinking, you're absorbing, you're connecting. It's not just passive. I'm talking and you're listening, you know, whatever. The sounds of waves of, you know, are going over your head. W. Mello talks about, you know, that the waves go over him. Right? Yonah talks about the waves going over him. Some people that by Shavuos, it's the same thing. It's like you're not Novi, Pashat afterwards, you know. Like, you know, the waves went over their head, you know, like, you know. Saif Chavush the Roshi, he's down there by the bottom of the mountain, under the water, you know. No, that's not Shmiya. Ibatim is a Nishma, you lose the Nishma. The Roshi created a mashu, a place, there's still a small place, there's a Kitonachas, where a person can step out from the day to day, and to hear the reality as it's supposed to be. And then, when he's in the situation of, okay, he doesn't have an etzah. He needs his markah atzmoi. He sells himself out because he has no solution. But ahavti es aduni es yeshiva es panah, he will never say, because that's not him. He to hear the godless of what it means to devar Hashem. He to hear the godless of what it means kli b'nei Yisrael avodim. He to hear the godless of what it means kli shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. He to hear the godless of what it means that Christ is told by Har Sinai, we were neviim by Har Sinai, and we heard with our being, we heard our whole maus shema kaino. We're shutu in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're shutu in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the deeper of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Anochi avayel lekecha. I am your God. Without you, the whole world is irrelevant. Because Bershon says, my goal is I should be your God. You are the integral tachlis of the bria. You to hear that with all your being. Impossible. And that's the karech of shmiya. That we person makes a commitment. Wherever I go, wherever I am, I don't want to lose that karech of shmiya. When somebody points out something to me that I'm not doing properly, I shouldn't say, okay, I'm comfortable, I'm staying here. No. Oy vey, I hear, you're right. It goes into my being. It awakens me. It affects me. I absorb it. That ability to hear that there's a whole other way of understanding something, I missed the boat. I don't get that from reading. You don't get that from reading a sefer. You get that from connecting to a human being. Shmuel says, the three times it says the word S, right? It's a person that the habeas atzmai, says by the Nozer, Moshe Rabbeinu was covered as atzmai, he was covered himself, he says, but every else is impossible. Sephardim says, because normally it's impossible for a person to go from a madrega to a madrega without somebody outside of him helping him to do so. It's unique and special that a Nozer could do such a thing. Because it's not shaykh normally. That hu yavi es atzmoi. How do I hear there's another world? I don't know there's another world yet. Somebody introduced it to me. Somebody explained it to me. Somebody who was beyond me was able to go into my mind and pull me out into a new world. That's the karech of shmiya. That's the karech of connecting to a live human being as opposed to just a book. We hear with this a little bit of a mashu understanding the concept of the special we'll talk about in the Yom Yun, they talk about the Shemeya Ka'ina. The phenomenal Kach of Shemiya is the equivalent power of Dibur. Because at that moment, when you connect and you hear, you're a partner together with the Dibur. And the Dibur becomes the godless of Dibur because it impacted somebody at the moment of Shemiya. The Shutvis between the Bereshim is Dibur and Klai Yisrael Shemiya. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad.